Donald Trump, Democrats played Mitch McConnell like a fiddle on reconciliation bill. By Nick Gilbertson on August 8, 2022. Former President Donald Trump ripped Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, stating Democrats bamboozled him on the $700 billion Inflation Reduction Act. Mitch McConnell got played like a fiddle with the vote today by the Senate Democrats, Trump wrote in a Truth Social post on Sunday evening. First he gave them the fake infrastructure bill, then guns. Never used the debt ceiling for negotiating purposes, gave it away for nothing, and now this. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Senate Democrats outmaneuvered McConnell on the Inflation Reduction Act reconciliation bill after the passage of the $280 billion creating helpful incentives to produce semiconductors, chips, act on July 28. Breitbart News reported. While Republicans were split on the merits of the legislation, most Republicans, including House Republican leadership, did not want to pass the CHIPS legislation if Democrats were to pursue a reconciliation bill to pass climate change, Obamacare, and other leftist priorities. Senate Republicans, with Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, supporting the bill, ensured the passage of the CHIPS bill this week. Soon after that bill passed the Senate, Schumer and Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, announced they had a deal in place on the Inflation Reduction Act, a scaled-back version of President Joe Biden's Build Back Better, which Manchin opposed last year. We got our ass kicked. It's just that simple. Looks to me like we got rinky-dude. That's a Louisiana word for screwed, said Senator John Kennedy, RLA, after Manchin's and Schumer's agreement. And we got our ass kicked. That's the way my people back home see it. The Inflation Reduction Act passed the Senate Sunday along a partisan 50-50 vote, with Vice President Kamala Harris serving as the tiebreaker for the left, which advanced the legislation to the House of Representatives, as Breitbart News reported. The Inflation Reduction Act focuses on reducing the deficit and curbing inflation, extending enhanced Obamacare subsidies, spending more than $300 billion on climate change programs, and allowing Medicare to negotiate the price of drugs. Contrary to its name, analysis from the Penn-Wharton budget model found that the bill will have the opposite effect of reducing inflation in the short term, noting that it will very slightly increase inflation until 2024 and decrease inflation thereafter. In a letter to Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, the Congressional Budget Office asserted that the bill would have a negligible effect on inflation in 2022. The estimate ranges from reducing inflation by 0.1% to increasing it by 0.1% in the near term. The idea that this tax and spend proposal is going to blunt inflation is yet again rejected, this time by CBO. Democratic statements about the proposal are quite frankly wrong and misleading. The Democrats' victory over Republicans granted Trump, who has called on Republicans to oust McConnell from leadership, another opening to go after the GOP Senate leader. Mitch doesn't have a clue, he is so bad for the Republican Party, Trump wrote in his post on Sunday. On Wednesday, McConnell appeared on Fox News Channel's special report and told host Brett Byer that he welcomes a challenger in a potential contest for GOP Senate leader. "Well, look at it this way. I have been elected 8 times without opposition," he said. "If I have an opponent, I don't own this job. And there's always an election every 2 years for leader. If anybody wants to challenge me, have at it."